ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரி ஓம். பத்ரம் கர்ணேபி ஸ்ருணுயாம தேவாஹ, பத்ரம் பஷ்யேமாக்ஷபிர் யஜத்ராஹ, ஸ்திரைரங்கை ஸ்துஷ்டுவாகும் சஸ்தனூபிஹி வ்யஷேம தேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹ. ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ விருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஶ்வவேதாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி, ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரி ஓம். முண்டக உபநிஷத் செகண்ட் சாப்டர் செகண்ட் செக்ஷன் லாஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா, மந்த்ரா நம்பர் 12. ப்ரஹ்மை வேதமம்ருதம் புரஸ்தாத் ப்ரஹ்ம பஸ்சாத் ப்ரஹ்ம தக்ஷிணதஶ்சோத்தரேண அதஶ்சோர்த்வம் ச ப்ரஸ்ருதம் ப்ரஹ்மை வேதம் விஸ்வமிதம் வரிஷ்டம்.
சோ திஸ் இஸ் தி கன்க்ளூடிங் மந்த்ரா ஆஃப் தி செகண்ட் செக்ஷன். ஆக்சுவலி திஸ் இஸ் லைக் தி கிளைமேக்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி வேதாந்திக் டீச்சிங். வி ஹவ் செட் இன் த ப்ரீவியஸ் மந்த்ரா தட் ஐ ஆம் தி அல்டிமேட் லைட் ஆஃப் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். சோ ஐ அலோன் இல்லுமின் தி மைண்ட், த தாட்ஸ், the body and the world, all these are illumined, then the problem will be, as long as I say I am the illuminator and everything else is illumined, I am Atma, everything else is Anatma, I am consciousness, everything else is matter, then we will be still in Dvaitam, because consciousness, matter, Atma, Anatma, Drik, Drishyam, Sakshi, Sakshyam, they are all two, they will be all there. So you are in Dvaitam. Then how can one claim Advaitam? To resolve this, again we have to go back to the previous section. There we said that the non-variable Chaitanyam is Karanam and everything else is Karyam. So from the illuminator illumined, now we have to go to Karanam Karyam. I, the observer consciousness, is Karanam. Everything else is Karyam. So what? Still there are two, because they are Karanam Karyam. Karyam has experienceability, transactability, utility, it has everything. But does not have an existence of its own, separate from Karanam. We have to take the clay and pot example. Pot has all the utility, but we cannot count it as a second thing. Pot has no separate existence, only clay is. Similarly, Vedanta says, world has got all this utility, that is true. It is Karyam, like pot. But being Karyam, it is Anekam Asaram. Substantially, it is not there. So, original substance behind the entire world is nothing but Karanam Brahma, Chaitanyam. And where is that Chaitanyam? I am the Karanam. Therefore, Karanam alone appears as Karyam. Similarly, I, the Brahman alone, with different names and forms, Namarupa, I am appearing as the world. Therefore, Brahman is the only thing, no Atma, Anatma, duality at all. Therefore, from Dvaitam of the previous shloka, he is concluding in Advaitam here. So, Brahmaivai Vedam Amritam Purastad Sarvam Brahmamayam Jagate Amritam. Amritam is Ekasara Nitya Satyam, that we know. So Brahmayeva Purastat, for Brahma, Brahman is only in front. Brahmayeva Paschat is behind. Dakshinatahacha Uttarena, on the right and left also. Adas Chordvam Cham Prasritam, up and down also. Urdvam is up and down also. Actually in Gita chapter, fourth chapter, we have Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavi, Brahmagno, Brahmanagu, Brahmanahutam. Everything is Brahman. Similarly, here also, everything is Brahmaivedam. Vishwamidam Varishtam. Varishtam Brahma, the greatest Brahman. That alone appears as the world. And what is that Brahman? I am. Therefore, we derive the corollary here. Instead of saying all is Brahman, we have to practice what? அகமன்னம் 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 அகமன்னாதோ அகமன்னாதா அகமன்னாதா அகக் ஸ்லோக கிருத்து அகக் ஸ்லோக கிருத்து ஆஸ் பிருகுவல்லி தைத்திரி உபனிஷத். ஸோ த ஜானி ஜம்ஸ் வித் ஜாய் அண்ட் ப்ரொக்ளைம்ஸ், ஐ அலோன் ஐ ஆம் சப்ஜெக்ட், ஐ அலோன் ஐ ஆம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், ஐ அலோன் ஐ ஆம் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட், ஐ அலோன் ஐ ஆம் எவ்ரி திங், அகம் ஏவ சர்வம். Actually, in Chandogya Upanishad also similar sayings coming. Aham eva adastad, aham uparistad, aham paschad, aham purastad, aham dakshinata, aham uttaratha, aham eva idagum sarvam iti, Brahma Vedam. So, then the question will be, what is the benefit of this knowledge? Okay, what do I gain by this? It is given in the next mantra. Actually, it is given in the mantra, the ninth mantra that we skipped. Because in the last class, if you remember, we skipped the ninth mantra. And we said we will deal with it at the end. So, today we are going to deal with that mantra and conclude it. Vidyate hridaya granthihi chidyante sarva samshayaha. That's the ninth mantra of this section. So, following are the benefits. Hridaya granthi chidyante. Hridaya granthihi means the knot in the heart. Knot is always used for joining or connecting few things. That is why in our culture, wedding is also called tying a knot. In our mind, we have got a knot. And what is that knot? We have connected ourselves with the anatma body mind complex and the world. Therefore, we claim I am an individual. That individuality, which is a misconception in the mind, is called a knot, hridaya granthi, otherwise called ahankara. Once I say ahankara, so many other connections automatically come. Ahankara and mamakara, they do not exist outside. It exists only in our own mind. Therefore, it is called hridaya granthi, vidyate, that goes away. That's the benefit. Nirmama, so Lord Krishna's language, nirmamo nirahankaraha. As long as ahankara and mamakara are there, samsara will never go. Because ahankara, mamakara have got sanchita karma. How much? Backs and backs of it. Full. So many janmas. Therefore, we have to disown and claim, I am the atma. Ahankara should be mostly our neighbor maybe. Actually, there is another word called naishkarmya siddhi. I don't know when we will be able to do it. That, you know, for example, if your neighbor, for example, has a problem, we all become jivan muktas. We are not worried about it. We'll discuss it very objectively. We'll give wonderful advice, suggestions. But objectivity goes away the moment it is close to my door. You know that anatma level, nothing is under my control. Everything is decided by desha, kala, prarabdha, over which you have no control at all. If I stand aside, I can accept the ups and downs of anatma. With ahankara and mamakara, ups and downs will be upsetting. As Swamiji says, upset reversed is set up. You know, so set up reversed is upset. Therefore, objectivity gives you acceptance without reaction. So, vidyate hridaya granthihi nirmamo nirahankaraha bhavati. And chidyante sarva samshayaha, samshayas, all doubts regarding jiva, jagat, ishvara, srishti, all they become clear. There is only one truth, but infinite namarupas. So, none else other than namarupas is there. All doubts regarding everything else is gone, and both are anadi and both are anantaha. Namarupas will eternally continue. Atma also will eternally continue. One is satyam, another is mithya. Mithya cannot disturb satyam. Therefore, I am not affected by any event happening in the mithya prapancha. Mithya namarupa prapancha. Sarva samshayaha. Shriyante cha asya karmani. As long as ahankara is there, karta, bhokta, all those, sanchita karma, all this, they will be all there. Prarabdham will do its mischief also. Agami will come. When there is no ahankara, jnani doesn't earn agami also. So, gata sangasya muktasya jnana vastita chetasaha. Ignaya charada karma samagram praviliyate. That's what Bhagavad Gita said, fourth chapter. So, jnani's karmas are like what? Roasted seeds. When the roasted seed cannot germinate at all. So, they cannot, jnani's karma will not generate punya papam for him. Therefore, asya karmani, all his karmas are destroyed. Sanchita and agami are destroyed. Prarabdham for the body-mind complex will be there, but it cannot bind him. All this will happen when? Tasmin drishte paravare. Paravara means Brahman. Param means karanam. Avara means karyam. So, karana karya rupena vartamane brahmani drishte. Drishte sati. Sati Satyam here. So when Brahman is drishte, when it is clearly realized as I am, realization means what? Not some mystic experience or something like that, but it is wound up, claimed as I am all the time. So you neighborize ahankara, move on with life. Life will be like, you know, always there will be ups and downs. It will be full of constant ups and downs, but they are all for the nama rupas only. Life is like a movie. I am like the screen. I support the movie. With this, the phalam also is completed. So second section is completed. And second chapter. Now the third chapter, the Tritiya Mundakam, that we are going to see. And this chapter also has got two sections, known as again two khandas. The main teaching of Mundaka Upanishad was given in the second chapter actually. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, Jivo Brahma Iva Naparaha. That is what the main teaching that is given in the second chapter. We just concluded. And in the second chapter, first section, Brahma Satyam and Jagan Mithya, they were pointed out. And in the second section, Jivo Brahma Iva Naparaha, the Mahavakyam was pointed out. So Brahman is what? Ekasara Nitya Satya Karanam. So this is like mantra we should not forget. Ekasara Nitya Satya Karanam is Brahman. And the world is Aneka Asara Anitya Asatya Karyam. So I have to claim the Satya Vastu. I am Ekasara Nitya Satya Karanam. Not the Asatya Karyam, the world. That means what? I am the only substance in creation. Everything else is Namarupa only. We can take on the Namarupa for transactions, no problem. During deep sleep, we shed all the Namarupas and remain in Advaitam, Karanam Brahma. Therefore, no samsara at all in deep sleep. In Jagratavastha and Swapnavastha, waking state and dream state, we take on the body, mind, Namarupa, individuality, spouse, father, mother, children, all that come. Taking Namarupa, that Vesham, that itself is not wrong. We can take all those roles, no problem. But what is problem? Vedanta says, remember that it is a Vesham. It is a role play. Otherwise, life will become a burden. If we keep forgetting the Vesham, then at regular intervals, what we should do? We should go to the green room, which is called Nididhyasana Abhyasa. So we have to go, Nididhyasana we should do, and again charge our battery, again come back. Otherwise, what you can do? You can attend maybe the Mundaka Upanishad class once in a week. Otherwise, what? Again, samsari people will become. So, 1 hour of, you know, mukti during maybe the class and again samsari. So, remember, I am Eka Sara Nitya Satya Karanam Adhishtanam Brahma. This central teaching was given in the second chapter. Now, the third chapter is only a concluding, consolidating chapter. In both the sections of the chapter, two sections as we said, we will find four topics totally discussed. I am now just giving a synopsis. Number one, first topic is Atma Swarupam, my real nature, that is discussed. So, it is a costume-free nature of mine, no role play. And then second aspect is Atma Swarupa Jnanam, the knowledge of Atma Swarupam is important, which alone is called Paravidya. So, lack of this knowledge or forgetfulness of this knowledge will make life miserable, and jnanam alone is not enough. Smriti also is required. Smriti means remembrance. We should remember this. And the third aspect is Atma Swarupa Jnana Phalam. The benefit of this knowledge, that is to enjoy a calm and unpreoccupied mind, so that such mind can be used for invoking this knowledge and enjoy Vidyananda. Vidyananda is what? Is Jivan Mukti. The Ananda arising from this knowledge. And enjoying the invocation of this Jnanam gives us mental happiness. For that we require time. Also that's most important. Unoccupied mind. And Jivan Mukti is the Jnanapalam. And the fourth aspect is Atmak Swarupa Jnana Sadhanani. To gain this knowledge, what are these secondary sadhanas that are required, and what is the primary sadhana? So karma yoga, upasana yoga are secondary sadhanas. Jnana yoga consisting of shravanam, mananam and nididhyasanam, that is the primary sadhana. So one has to pursue these three consistently with commitment. If the study of Vedanta is not working, if primary sadhana jnana yoga is not working well, what you should do? It indicates the deficiencies in the secondary sadhanas. Therefore, if Jnana Palam is not proper, do Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga very well. and try again. Then moksha may be possible. Thus, Atma Swarupam, Atma Swarupa Jnanam, Atma Swarupa Jnana Phalam, Atma Swarupa Jnana Sadhanani are the four topics of the third chapter. So with this background now, let us enter the third chapter, first mantra.
Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakaya Samanam Vriksham Parishasvajate Tayoranya Pippalam Swadatti Ashnananyo Abhichakashiti.
Very popular mantra. The first three mantras are very profound, very significant and very often quoted mantras also, dealing with jnanam and jnana phalam. Through an imagery, it's a two-bird imagery, imagery with two birds. To understand this message, we should remember some fundamentals based on Tattva Bodha. We have seen that all this in detail in Tattva Bodha. So every individual, according to Vedanta, consists of five components or five parts. Sthula Shariram, the physical body, Sukshma Shariram, subtle body, Karana Shariram, the causal body, and all the bodies are made up of matter only, and so Achetanam or Jadam. But they are now sentient because they have borrowed consciousness, and this borrowed consciousness or reflected consciousness, if you remember this word, reflected consciousness or Chidabhasa or Chit Pradibimba or Pradibimba Chaitanyam, all these words we have mentioned all of them during those discussions. So that is the fourth aspect. And the fifth component is the original consciousness, which is called Atma, Brahman and all that. So these are the five parts of every living being, every human being. Of these five, in these three mantras, the group of Sukshma Shariram, Sthula Shariram, Karana Shariram. So Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram and reflected consciousness is called Jivatma. So Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram and reflected consciousness is called Jivatma. In Vedanta, certain words will have same meaning always. They are general vocabulary. But certain other words will have contextual meaning. Contextual vocabulary they are called. And the contextual vocabulary will have contextual meaning only in that context. In a different context, it will have a different meaning. Therefore, contextual vocabulary, we should understand very well words like Jiva, Ishvara, Brahman, Avyaktam, Maya, they are all contextual vocabulary. In different contexts, they will have different meanings. For example, in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna uses the word Brahman to mean what? You know, Maya. Mama yonir mahat brahma tasmin garbham dadamyaham sambhava sarva bhutanam tato bhavati bharata. Brahman in that chapter is Maya. Mama yonir mahat brahma Maya. The word Aksharam, for example, in the 8th chapter, that Aksharam is Brahman. The word Aksharam in the 15th chapter is again Maya. Thus, words like Jiva, Karta, Bhokta, Jnata, Brahma, Ishvara, Atma. So, even Atma in some context means physical body. It's not Sajjanand Atma. Hence, contextual vocabulary we should remember. And one should never use contextual vocabulary used in one context in another context. Vedanta will be big confusion. That's why one cannot just go by dictionary. Therefore, we are going to use Jivatma in this context to refer to three things. What are the three things? Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram and Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness. So this is called Jivatma. Then component 5 is the original consciousness, that is called Paramatma. Then this Jivatma alone is called Karta, Bhokta, Jnata, Ahankara. So all these things are all important concepts. I am just refreshing. So you have to be with me. And this Jivatma alone, with the first component, what is that? Physical body, Sthula Shariram, that performs many actions in the human Janma. And this Jivatma, when it is associated with the human physical body, its free will becomes active. This we have mentioned earlier. In other physical bodies like animal body, plant body and all those, Jivatma has free will, but it will be dormant. In Manushya Shariram, free will be active. And Jivatma does Punya Karma and Papa Karma and accumulates Punyam and Papam. It is stored in number 3, namely the Karana Sharira. So all the Punya Papa Karmas of the Jiva, they are stored in the Karana Sharira. So when one set of karmas are exhausted, the physical body is dropped and the Jivatma, that is the mixture of Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram and Chidabhasa, that will take another physical body. That is rebirth. So if the next one is a manushya shariram, human birth, again it will exhaust and acquire fresh karma. If next janma is animal shariram, the jivatma will be bhokta only predominantly. Jivatma, the karta, will not be operational in animal janma or plant janma. No free will in the animal body. So all the karmas of animals are only instinctive karmas, which cannot produce punyam and papam. Therefore, jivatma as an animal is not a productive karta. Similarly, jivatma, the jnata, the knower, also in the animal body is not fully operational. Jivatma in animal shariram, karta and jnata are suppressed. What is highly active? Bhokta. The experiencer alone is active. That is why there are animal protection groups, because animals cannot protect themselves. They cannot protest. Why it is one? Because it's only a bhokta, neither karta nor jnata. So this jivatma alone has to go through again punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam cycle. So at the time of death, what happens? Jivatma will lose the sthula shariram, grass body, only the sukshma shariram, karna shariram, and reflected consciousness, the chidabhasa, they will travel. And at the time of pralayam, what happens? The sukshma shariram also dissolves. But what continues? The karana shariram and reflected consciousness and all the acquired karmas in the form of vasanas, they are all stored in the karana shariram. That continues. As far as the original consciousness, it does not have janma or maranam. It does not travel. It is nitya sarvagata sthanuhu, achalaha, in Bhagavad Gita language. It is eternal. It is all-pervading. Na jayate, mriyate, va kadachit. We have seen all the shlokas. So that all-pervading original consciousness is behind jivatma also, lending consciousness to it. Now if you take the words jivatma and paramatma, samanam vriksham parishasva jate. Physical body here is compared to a tree. Just as the tree has a seed form, plant form, it grows, it fades and dies. Physical body also has seed form in mother's womb, then plant form, and then actually in Bhagavad Gita again, Dehosmin yata dehe kaumaram, dehinosmin yata dehe kaumanam, kaumaram, yavanam, jara. Goes through all these various things. And finally, it collapses. So this jivatma, now occupying the physical body, is compared to a bird. Just as a bird is perched on a tree, jivatma bird is perched on the body tree, the sthula shariram tree. But bird will never be seated on the same tree all the time. The bird will fly off. When the bird sits on a tree, whatever fruits are there in the tree, it will consume. So the Upanishad says, along with the jivatma bird, there is another bird, paramatma. So even though the paramatma is all-pervading, the all-pervading consciousness must be in the body also. So this original consciousness is different from the reflected consciousness. Thus the original consciousness is compared to another bird. So there are two birds now, the jivatma bird and the paramatma bird. Both are perched on the body tree. They have got several common features and contrasting features also. What are common features? Both of them are bright. Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness, is also Chaitanyam. Just as the reflected Surya, sun, and the original Surya, both shine. Similarly, Chidabhasa and Chit, the original consciousness, they both are bright. They are called supernova with bright wings. So what are the contrasting features now? Jivatma is Karta, Bhokta and Jnata, Nova. And here Jnata, we will highlight here, it is subject to punyam and papam. Therefore, subject to punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam cycle. In short, it is subject to samsara, the jivatma. Whereas the original consciousness, the paramatma, it is neither karta nor bhokta. By its mere presence, it blesses the jivatma, giving it what? Sat and chit, existence and consciousness. Existence also it only gives, because paramatma alone is karanam. We should not forget that. Karanam alone lends existence to every karyam. So it does not have sanchita karma, agami karma, prarabdha karma, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Thus paramatma is nitya mukta swarupaha, jivatma is samsari, paramatma is muktaha, always. Then the Upanishad says that Jivatma will continue to be a samsari until it recognizes the component 5, original consciousness. Till then, Jivatma will be 2, 3 and 4, Sushma Shariram, Karna Shariram and Chitabhasa. It will mistake itself to be number 1, namely body, Stura Shariram. Now the question is, should the Jivatma identify itself with the Stula Shariram number 1, component number 1, or the original consciousness, component number 5? As its original, Ekasara Nitya Satya Karana Swarupam. Now, what is the case now? We have disowned 5, that is original consciousness, Chaitanyam, and we have identified ourselves with the body, number 1. And what is the nature of the physical body in Tattva Bodha? Its nature is asti jayate. Asti jayate is good news. It is there, it is born. Vardate, good news. Again, it is growing. Viparinimate, it's a neutral no, because it changes. And apakshiyate, bad news. It is decaying. Finally, vinashyati, maha bad news. Very bad news. So, physical body has all these problems. Unfortunately, Jivatma bird is ignorant of the original consciousness, number 5. It has mistaken itself to be component number 1, the physical body. Therefore, it is struggling all the time. Therefore, the aim is what? To disown the original sharira, the stula shariram, component number 1, and claim consciousness, component number 5. So, etamannamayam atmanam upasankramati, etam pranamayam atmanam upasankramati, etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati, etam vijnanamayam atmanam upasankramati, etam anandamayam atmanam upasankramati. Taittiriya Upanishad. Upasankramati means what? Yes, it disowned karyam part and worn up karanam part as aham asmi. So, samanam vriksham parishasva jate. Second line. So, vrikshaha means tree. So, here the physical body tree, samanam. Samanam means common tree for both the jivatma and paramatma. Both of them are sitting in the same tree. Normally, we will think paramatma is in some Vaikuntham or Kailasham or in Brahmaloka. And to go to paramatma, what we should do? We have to die first. First thing, we have to die. And thereafter, we have to travel and all that thing. And then we have to go to Vaikuntha or Kailasha. And there paramatma will be seated somewhere. And we have to go and occupy his lap. In Puranas, all these stories are all given there. They are nice for whom? For a junior student. But Upanishad says, drop all that. Paramatma is everywhere. Is in your body also. Has component number 5, original consciousness. Otherwise, it's called Sakshi Chaitanyam, witness consciousness. Since both are occupying the same tree, Parishasva Jate, both of them embrace. They occupy. They resort to Dva Suparnau, Jasayuja Sakhayaja Sakhaya. So Dva Suparna is there in the mantra. So that is a Vedic expression, but it should be Suparna. Two bright birds with bright wings. Brightness that indicates the Chaitanya Tattvam in both. So Chaitanya Prakasa Suparna Sayuja Sakhaya. So Sayuja means both are inseparable. That is, whatever Chidabhasa, the reflected consciousness there is, Chit also will be, wherever that is there, this also will be. When the Stula Shariram and Sushma Shariram, when they travel from place to place for the consciousness, it has to borrow from the original consciousness only. Where should it go? Original consciousness being all-pervading, wherever the Jivatma goes, it can borrow Chidabhasa. Therefore, yatra yatra Chidabhasaha, tatra tatra Chit abhivartate. Everywhere it is there. Even though Chidabhasa is finite, Chit being infinite, they are not separable. So, Sayuja is actually again a Vedic expression. The right word should be Sayujav and Sakhayav. So, both are friends helping each other. So, Jivatma is helped by Paramatma and vice versa. So, why Paramatma requires the help of Jivatma? We may ask that question. Because if Paramatma has to create the world, it requires the help of Jivatma. That looks very strange to us, right? For what? Remember again, creation requires karma. Bhagavan creates the world according to karma of Jivatma only. Karma of the past janmas. Therefore, for Srishti also, Jivatma is required. That is why Jivatma's contribution is called Vishesha Karanam. Paramatma is said to be Samanya Karanam, common cause. And secondly,
Paramatma, the original consciousness, by itself can never claim, I am original consciousness. It's very difficult to assimilate. Paramatma, original without any attributes, it can never claim, I am original consciousness. To claim I am original consciousness, Paramatma requires the presence of a sthula shariram, a sukshma shariram. Therefore, again remember, to say aham brahmasmi, we require sthula shariram and sukshma shariram. So, Paramatma also, to claim I am Paramatma, requires the costume of Jivatma. Thus, both of them mutually help each other in this transaction. Except Paramatma does not require the help of Jivatma for what? For three things. For existence, for consciousness, for Ananda. So it is Satchit Ananda Swarupaha. For all transactions, it depends on components 1, 2, 3 and 4, namely Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Reflected Consciousness and Karana Shariram. That is why if I ask you what transactions you do, we never say I am existing. We never say, because existence is not a transaction. So Paramatma does not require any support for existence. Hence, Sakhaya. They are friends, Sakhas. Help each other. They have similar names also. Jiva Atma, Paramatma. And Samana Khyano. Khyano means name. They occupy the physical body, the tree. And of these two birds, Tayoho Anyaha. Anyaha means one of the birds, namely the Jivatma, Pippalam Swadvati. Swadvati means Pippalam. Pippalam means the fruit of the tree. It is a Pippala Vriksha or Ashwatha Vriksha, Pippal tree. Its fruit is called Pippalam here. So it eats with Swadu, Swadvati. Swadu means with involvement. One of the birds eats that fruit. Eating gives pleasure and pain. Sweet fruit means Ananda. We enjoy Sukham. Bitter fruit, dukkham, bitter. So every second we experience sweet and bitter fruits. Fruits of what? Our own punya papa karmas, our own experiences. Almost all fruits by look you do not know. After eating only you know whether it is sweet or bitter. So Jivatma goes from risk to risk. It enjoys, suffers. Swadu atti. Eat or consume swadu atti. But anyaha, Paramatma bird, other bird, the original consciousness, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, is anasnan. With respect to experience, the bitter or sweeter fruit, it is anasnan, it's not eating. And abhichagashiti, it just only witnesses the whole thing. It illumines everything by lending chidabhasa, like Surya, sunlight. In the night, on a Purnami night, the sun only illumines the moon directly. Through the moon, it illumines the earth indirectly. Similarly, one original consciousness alone illumines the mind. And the sthula, sushma, karana, shariram, it illumines directly. And through these sharirams, it illumines the external world indirectly. So, abhichagashiti. So, this Paramatma bird witnesses or perceives. But what is the samsara roga, the affliction of samsara? Do you identify yourself with the sthula shariram, component number one? Or the component number 5, Chaitanyam. That is all that matters. We choose one and suffer samsara. If we choose 5, we can be free. And that is the said that is said in the next sloka. Sloka 2. Samane vrikshe purusho nimagnaha anishaya sochati mukhyamanaha jushtam yada pasyatyanyamisham asya mahimanam iti vita shokaha. Very important and often quoted portion of Mundaka Upanishad, in which the Upanishad points out that both the Jivatma and Paramatma are within one person himself or herself. Therefore, we need not go outwards at all in search of Paramatma. The same idea is said in Katha Upanishad also, we have already seen long ago. Ritam pibantau sukritasya loke guha pravishtau parame paradhe chayatapau brahma vidovadanti. Panchagnayo yecha trinachiketa. So Jivatma and Paramatma are within oneself. To know Paramatma, what you should do? Turn towards yourself and discover your own higher nature. And in the first mantra, we define Jivatma and Paramatma as two birds.
Stula Shariram number 1 is 3, and Jivatma of components 2, 3, and 4, Sukshma Shariram, Karna Shariram, and Chidabhasa, popularly called Ahankara, another name for that, which is Karta, Bhokta, Pramata, subject to Sanchita Karma, Agami Karma, Prarabdha Karma, and all of them. So this Jivatma bird alone travels from one body to another, one tree to another. And the Paramatma, the original consciousness, is in all the bodies and in between bodies also. And actually the light and hand example, we have seen this earlier many times. And Paramatma has got a nature which is diagonally opposite to the Jivatma. What is that? It is Akarta, Abhokta, Apramata, Punya Papa Rahitaha, Na Punyam, Na Papam, Na Saukyam, Na Dukkham, Na Mantro, Na Tirtham, Na Veda, Na Yajnaha, Aham Bhojanam Naiva, Bhojyam Na Bhokta, Chidananda Rupaha, Shivoham. So, should I identify with the body or with the original consciousness and take body as an incidental vesham? What should I do? Once the Jivatma identifies with the body, the Ahankara becomes stronger. So many worries, Ahankara-centered, Mamakara-centered, all those worries, they all come. And as Ahankara, Mamakara, I am going to feel helplessness in every field. As Karta, I am helpless because many things I want to do, I am unable to do. As Bhokta also, I am helpless. I want to experience a lot of things. I am unable to do that. As Jnata, I want to know a lot of things, but often I am not able to know. So Karta means doer, Karmendriya Pradhana. Bhokta means enjoyer, experiencer, Bhogendriya Pradhana. And Jnata means knower, Jnanendriya Pradhana. So we should understand these terms fairly clearly. So sense organs are both Jnanendriyam and Bhogendriyam. Thus, as doer, as an experiencer, and as a knower, I confront helplessness all the time. Because of what? Because of limited resources. This is called samsara. And this samsara, we try to eliminate by various methods. Vedanta says, the only method is what? Shift the identification from body, shariram, to original consciousness. Other than shifting this identity, the apurnatvam, helplessness, will never go away. And if you remember, the helplessness will lead to various psychological issues. Swamiji, you know, identifies four of the major ones. He calls them HAFD, helplessness, leading to anger, to frustration, finally to depression. This is the story of a samsari. All starts with what? Self-ignorance. Who says? Mundaka Upanishad says. So, Purushaha, this ignorant human being, Samane Vrikshe Nimagnaha, the tree which is common, Samane Vrikshe, for both Jivatma and Paramatma birds, Nimagnaha, he is deeply immersed or identified in the body. Remember, once body Sambandha comes, family Sambandha comes. Because through body alone, I am connected to the family. The moment body goes away, family members, they are not no more related to me at all. Shankaracharya says in his Bhajagovindam, it is scary. Yavat pavano nivashati dehe, tavat prichati kushalam gehe. Gatavati vayo deha paye, bharya vibhyati tasmin khaye. As long as the body is alive, they inquire, hopefully, perhaps. But after that, even wife is afraid, bharya vibhyati, on that body. All relationships are gone. You call it a corpse. Take the body away. That's what we say. No more names. All names are gone. How deep is this identification? How is it indicated? In Viveka Chudamani also we have seen, Shankaracharya says, this is indicated by the mind being preoccupied in Ahankara and Mamakara. Aham kartaryasmin ahamiti matim, ahamiti matim muncha sakasa, vikaratman yatma pratipala jushi, swastiti mushim, yadadhyasat prapta jani mriti jara dukkha bahula, pratichischan murtehe, Tavasukatanohom samsutiriyam. This is one of the shlokas in Viveka Chudamani. So here, the first confrontation is Anishaya. Anishaya here means helplessness. Even after 45 years of married life, the complaint is what? My spouse is not understanding. Strangely, both the parties, husband and wife, say the same thing. So helplessness with respect to the behavior of everyone. And because of Anishaya, Swachati, all the time, Anishaya means helplessness, all the time, sad, Swachati, with respect to myself and my family, self-pity, and Muhyamanaha, Muhya means delusion, By changing the world, family, finance, I can improve my status. That's what I've been thinking. That is called moha. One day I need to understand what I require is not changing others, not changing the world, but changing my perspective about myself. This internal change I require. The day I understand this fact, then spirituality begins. As long as I struggle to change the setup, I am a materialistic person. Even if I decide to change the puja room, for example, in the house, to improve my status, it comes also under materialism. Why? Puja room is also anatma. What I require is not anatma change. Shankaracharya, he writes a big introduction for the third line actually. Some rare people, because of the punyam of several janmas, they think spiritual knowledge is important. A guru is required for inquiry. So in Bhajagovindam, kaspam, koham, kuta ayataha, kame janani, kome tataha. All this inquiry who makes? That is said the third line, yada anyam pashyati. Through shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, this person's attention, he turns it away from world and body and turns it towards the original consciousness, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. And when he turns to yada, pashyati, pashyati means recognizes, jushtam, adorable, this nitya, shuddha, buddha, swabhava, chaitanyam, the adorable chaitanyam and sought after chaitanyam by all spiritual seekers. Two meanings for jushtam is given, adorable and sought after. Yada pashyati, which is anyam. Anyam means different from 1, 2, 3 and 4. One is sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karna shariram and chitabhasa. So this is called bhagatyaga lakshanaya. So we have seen this bhagatyaga lakshanam earlier in some other context also. That means whatever is removed, he removes and identifies with only one thing. So bhagatyaga. So he disidentifies from all of them, becomes a free bird, jnani. And what is the nature of original consciousness? Isham. Isham means ishaha, the Lord. He is ever free and paramatma and not limited by the body-mind complex. Yada anyam isham pashyati sadha vita shokaha bhavati. He becomes free from all the sense limitations. He does not have complaints at all. That is moksha, no complaints. What is samsara? All conversations are fully complaints. Jnani is one who never complains. Body is sick, he does not complain because sickness is the nature of the body. Shriyamana, Shriyamana Swabhavam Shariram. In Sanskrit, Shariram means Shriyamana, degenerating. Deha means Trivida Tapaihi Dahyate Iti Deha. Dahyate means scorched by, burnt by. The threefold problems are Adhyatmikam, Adibhautikam, and Adidaivika Tapatraya. It's natural, so it's not worth complaining. So jnani disidentifies from them, no more complaints. So vita shokaha bhavati, no grief. Not only he discovers the original consciousness, asya mahimanam pashyati. What is the glory of that? Satyam, jnanam, anantam, which is akarta, abhokta. All these glories he claims. And the most important glory is ananda swarupaha aham. Remembering all the 5 points, what are the 5 points? I am of the nature of the eternal and all-pervading consciousness. I am just mentioning again and again so that our concepts of consciousness should be all firm in us. We should have no doubts. So I am of the nature of eternal and all-pervading consciousness. Component number 5. And 2, I am the only source of permanent peace, security, happiness. Number 3, by mere presence, I lend existence to the material body-mind complex. And through body-mind complex, I experience the material world. And 4, I am never affected by any event that happens either in material world or in body-mind complex. And 5, by forgetting my nature, I convert life into a burden. Helplessness, anger, frustration, depression, HAFDI, which I mentioned just above. So I begin to see life as a burden. When I remember my nature, life is not a burden anymore, but it is a blessing, an opportunity to claim my glory. In Taittiriya Upanishad, the jnani sings, talking about his glory. Ha, woo, ha, woo, ha, woo, ahamannam, ahamannam, ahamannam. So jnani jumps up and down with joy, declaring, Mayeva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishtitam, mayi sarvam layam yati. Life is a celebration for him. not meant for gloomy, long face all the time. So, mahimanam iti yada pasyate tataha vitashokha bhavati. Hence, be cheerful all the time. The whole problem is simple word. That is what? Vrikshe nimagnaha. Steeped or involved deeply, obsessed with that vriksham, the tree, the sthula shariram, number one component. Nimagnaha means deep identification with the physical body. I get the name Ahankara. Then I become an individual. Then when I become an individual, what are the things? Varna and ashrama dekham. Brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa. With Ahankara, through the physical body, we get so many relationships. Spouse, son, daughter, in-laws, so many things. So many mamakara knots, they all come. All because of one fundamental knot I have tied. A misfired marriage, namely the marriage with this sthula shariram, physical body. Samsara cannot be avoided. Mantra 3. Yada pashya pashyate rukma varnam kartaramisham purusham brahmayonim tada vidvan punya pape vidhuya niranjana paramam samyam upaiti. Paramam samyam upaiti. So atma swarupa jnanam, atma swarupa jnana phalam, they both are talked about. Yada pashya. Pashya. Pashya here means a seer, a knower, Vedantic student. Because the difference between the original consciousness and reflected consciousness is not physical. That we should know. It has to be intellectually segregated. Where there is reflected consciousness, original consciousness also is there. So pure original consciousness we cannot separate and experience. So it requires a discerning mind. So pashya. Yada rukmavarnam pashya. Rukmavarnam means golden colored. Rukmini. Rukmini means one who has plenty of gold. So rukmavarnam. The bright one, referring to the self-revealing consciousness. So, Swayam Jyoti Prakasham, original consciousness, which is Kartaram. Kartaram, Isham, Purusham, Brahmayonim, all those. This original consciousness alone is Jagat Karanam. Again, the second chapter, first section. And what type of Karanam it is? What are the four features of Karanam again? Ekam, Sara, Nitya, Satyam. Therefore, he says Kartaram. Kartaram means Jagat Karanam. Here, Karta means the Jagat Karta, Nimitta Karanam. The Kartaram, Isham, the Lord, the Paramatma, and Purusham. Purusham has two meanings. The all-pervading one, that is Purusha, and again available within the body as Sakshi. And Brahma Yonim also has two meanings. Brahman, the Yoni, the absolute infinite reality, is the Upadana Karanam. We saw the Nimitta Karanam earlier. Now it is Upadana Karanam. The raw material, the material cause of universe. Karta is the intelligent cause. And Yoni is the material cause. I am both. And Brahma means the Hiranyagarbha, Brahmaji, Chaturmukha Brahma also, Brahma Yoni. I am the ultimate cause of even the Chaturmukha Brahma. So first what we said, Brahmaji created me. Now what we say, I am the creator of Brahmaji himself. Therefore, Nirguna Brahmacha, Tad Yonihi Cha, Brahma Yonihi. And tada, when this knowledge comes during Shravanam as a flame, you know, when the teacher tells you, this is like a flame, it comes. It will be like, as if I have understood that. It will look like that. But the moment the class is over, samsara will take over, right? Then what happens? One hour Vedanta, that class, that flame will be put out. So one has to protect it and nourish it. So, yadam samitaha agnihi, in Bhagavad Gita, like a flame which is fanned, it becomes huge. The more you dwell upon the teaching, I am the original consciousness, that becomes prominent in the mind. In Viveka Chudamani, there actually, the Acharya, you know, two words he used, jiva bhava durbalikaranam and brahma bhava prabalikaranam. Jiva status has to be weakened, durbalikaranam. And Brahman status should be strengthened, prabalikaranam. So this is why in Vedanta, we use the expression vasana kshayam. This also we have seen in the previous Upanishads. The jiva thinking must go away. That effort guru cannot do. We have to do. Remember, for shravanam, guru can help. For mananam and nididhyasanam, guru cannot. Because Shishya alone has to do them. Hence, we have to reduce the activities. So, pravritti pradhana to nivritti pradhana life, it has to orient. If not the total life, at least we have to find the time to do this. If there is no time, moksha will not be available. Therefore, tada, when a person becomes a vidwan, so a jnana nishtaha, through what? Through shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, then punya pape viduya. When he asks the question, do I have sanchita agami, prarabdha karma? When I claim I am the original consciousness, akarta, abokta, I don't have any of the doubts at all. Not even prarabdha karma I will have. The body has to go through and exhaust it. Body has to. But I am free. Punya pape viduya. Vedantic teachers, they always emphasize that. Even punyam is a type of bondage only. Papam gives suffering by arrival. Punyam gives suffering by departure. Because it is also produced only in time. Remember, as we grow, punya goes away slowly. Youth, immunity, they go away. Diseases are waiting outside. Therefore, we have to transcend papa and punya. Krishna says, Yegi samsparjasa bhogaha dukkha yonaya evathe. Atyantamanta kaunteyam nateshu ramate buddha. Just because punyam does all wonderful things, do not get lost in that. That will go away also. So when punya is there, prepare to lose it. Therefore, punya pape viduya. Transcending punyam and papam. So niranjanaha paramam samyam upaiti. Niranjanaha means we become asangaha, uncontaminable. That is, future punyam and papam agami cannot come to me. Niranjanaha paramam samyam upaiti. He becomes one with the all-pervading consciousness, the paramatma. That is the phalam. Shloka 4. Prano hesha yas sarva bhutair vibhati vijanan vidvan bhavate nati vadi. Atma krida atma rati kriyavan yesha brahma vidam varishtaha. Almost the same idea is consolidated and reinforced here. So prano hesha. Here prana has got a contextual meaning of original consciousness, the consciousness principle. In Keno Upanishad we just saw it is called pranasya pranaha. We saw in Kathopanishad and Keno Upanishad prana. Prana is the life giver. As long as prana is in the body is alive. On enquiry, we find that prana itself borrows life and existence from Atma, the original consciousness only. Like Jyotisham Jyotihi, pranasya pranaha is Atma only. Therefore, in this context, Atma is called the ultimate life giver to the prana also. This Atma alone, as Jagat Karanam, Sarvabhutaihi Vibhati. It appears as the entire universe. So the Jnani claims this entire world also is a projection caused by my own Maya. He doesn't say Ishwara's Maya and all. Therefore, Hesha Pranaha Eva Sarvabhutaihi. In the form of all beings, Vibhati. Vibhati means through my Nidra Shakti. I project my dream during my Nidra. And through my Maya Shakti, I project the Waker's world. So both the worlds, my dream world and Waker's world, both are my own projections only. They do not exist by themselves. What a state of knowledge it is. Sarva Bhutaihi Vibhati. Instead of saying, I am in the world, I begin to say the world is in me. And vijanan vidwan, knowing, assimilating and convincing myself of this knowledge, there should not be even an iota of doubt. So shravanam is followed by mananam, without any doubt. I should be able to tell doubtlessly, all this is a fact for me. That is the definition of a jnani. Therefore, vijavan, vidwan. And vijanan means vijanan, vidwan bhavate, so nati vadi. That is also another important thing here. Once this conviction comes, nativadi is na ativadi bhavati. All talks, they all come down. Greater the samsara, greater will be the talking. Because part of our talking is what? Is due to internal pressure caused by lot of anisha, helplessness. at karta level, at bhokta level, when there is pressure all around, not only mind, this heavily chattering mind, when it goes beyond the level, I want to let it loose, you know, let loose the internal pressure. So I go on talking to someone or to myself. So, atitya vaditum shilam asya ityadivadi. Over-talking, it's an indication of internal pressure. When samsara goes away, talking becomes less. A jnani is silent, he's a mauni. He is silent for two reasons. One, he has no internal pressure, so he is silent. Number two, he knows that everybody wants to talk only. All of us want to talk only. Why I should also talk? Therefore, why should I talk to someone who is waiting to talk and who is not interested in listening, including our own children? Therefore, in Aparoksha Anubhuti, there is another beautiful work. Shankaracharya beautifully says, he becomes a mauni. In fact, a definition of moksha is maunam. Therefore, na ativadi bhavati. Going to the third line again, atma kridaha atmaratihi kriyavan. So, for this jnani, atma alone is the source of ananda, both outside and inside. Based on the source of ananda, the enjoyment also is divided into two types. Enjoyment with the help of external sources. That is called bahya sadhana janyam. That is called kridaha here. And enjoyment only from internal resources, like singing oneself. That is called antara. So bahya sadhana sapeksha is krida. And that is like, you know, and listening to music and all that thing. And bahya sadhana nirapeksha is called ratihi. So atma ratihi, atma kridaha. What is krida and ratihi? And for a jnani, both external and internal resources is atma only. Therefore, krida and rati are both atma only for a jnani. Because in his vision, there is only one thing, antarbhishcha tatsarvam vyapya narayana sthitaha. Therefore, he is the atma kridaha, atpratihi. Then the question will be, for a jnani, if atma alone is source of happiness, does he not then enjoy some sense objects when it comes in his way? He doesn't have to go after them. If they come in his way, will he enjoy or not? Not that he goes after sense pleasures, but because of prarabdha punya, it can give him sense pleasures now and then. Because he lives on bhiksha in some houses or in all the houses, bhiksha may be very, very tasty. And certainly in its vishayananda, it is, you know, tasty food is vishayananda only. Or when some devotee sings, he will have sangeeta ananda also. So when vishayananda comes, does a jnani enjoy it or not? Even Krishna says, yastu atma ratireva syatem, atma triptascha manavaha, atmanyeva santushtaha, tasya karyam na vidyate. Third chapter. So there also atmaniyeva. He gets happiness only from atma. So what about anatma ananda for a jnani? Will he enjoy his food or not? Answer is yes, he will enjoy. But when and whatever prarabdham brings, those dharmic vishayananda is certainly enjoyed by a jnani also. But there is a subtle difference. What all other people call as vishayananda, jnani does not take it as vishayananda. Why? Because he understands vishaya, sense objects, they don't have any ananda at all. Even when there is vishaya ananda, it is nothing but a particular condition of the mind only. And when mind is in that condition, atmananda alone is enjoyed by me. It is vishaya triggered ananda only, vishaya triggered atmananda. For example, when you look into a mirror and enjoy a beautiful face, we can say beautiful face, why not? So the face is in the mirror. But the face is not of the mirror. What is the source of the face? It is nothing but our own face. So Atmananda alone gets reflected in different conditions as Vishaya Ananda. Therefore, when Jnani enjoys Vishaya Ananda, he enjoys it as Atmananda only. So Atma Kridaha, Atmaratihi. Not only that, Kriyavan, very important, even though he enjoys his knowledge and his nature, he is aware of his responsibilities in society. Since according to Vedic norms, everyone should belong to one varna or ashrama. And this alone determines his duties.
which is indicated by the work Kriyavan. That is what Lord Krishna told Arjuna. Loka sangrahamevapi sampashyan kartumarhasi. Arjuna, you may be a jnani and so you may not require karma at all for your own spiritual growth. But as long as you are a grahastha, you have to do the duties of a grahastha. Mahabharata Yuddham has come to Arjuna as what? As a very unpleasant duty, unavoidable duty. Therefore, one's duty one should perform as a kshatriya. Jnani or a jnani. And such a person, yesham brahma vidham varishtaha, is the greatest brahma jnani. Even when he performs the karma, again in the fifth chapter, pashyan, shrinvan, sprishan, jigran, ashnan, gachan, swapan, swashan, pralapan, visrujan, grinnan, unmishan, nimishan api. He continued to perform all duties. We have seen all these in so many Gita shlokas also. Shloka 5.
Satyena labhyastapasa hesha atma samyajnanena brahmacharyena nityam antashyarire jyotirmayo hi shubraha yam pashyanti yatayakshina doshaha.
The first four mantras, the Upanishad focused on two topics, Atma Jnanam and its phalam. And in the following shlokas, the Upanishad focuses on Atma Jnanam and Atma Jnana Sadhanani. The focus is on discipline, particularly three disciplines. What are three disciplines? One, Karma Yoga, that is with Ishwar Arpana Bhavana and Ishwar Prasada Bhavana. We have seen all this in detail earlier. So it's an attitude. And second, Upasana Yoga, practice of meditation, at least in the form of Manasa Japa, Parayanam, all that. And third one is moral values. Actually, in the 13th chapter, Krishna lists 20 values, named Jnana. And in chapter 16, 26 values. So all those values. So some of these moral values are enumerated in this shloka. And first one is Satyam, Satyam Vada in Taittiriya Upanishad. So Hesha Atma Satyena Labhyaha. Actually, Shankaracharya makes an emphasis here. All satyams need not be spoken. If satyam hurts a person or leads to himsa, that satyam may you not speak. Because satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, na bruyat satyam apriyam. Therefore, what is emphasized here is what? Anrita varjana, giving up falsehood. Do not say false things. Whenever we talk about satya kathanam, saying truth, the emphasis is do not tell lies. Then first response will be, it is all impracticable and will not work in Kali Yuga particularly. We have to tell lies to survive. People might say all that. Therefore, Swamiji gives a practical suggestion. Make a note of all lies and categorize them into two. Avoidable lies and unavoidable lies. So those lies which can be avoided if only we pay some attention and ready to sacrifice something, to our surprise, we will find many are casual and avoidable lies only. So start giving up those avoidable lies first. So if you are sincere, Bhagavan will help us. Even if you have a job which requires telling lies, for example, you will find the situation will change, or the department or the boss might change. Therefore, satyam is one of the most important spiritual values even from the materialistic angle. And Swami Dayananda says, even a thief, when he threatens a person, he says, tell me the truth, that is the key. So even he expects others to tell the truth. So we all expect that. The society also expects only that. I should not violate that dharma. So spiritual success certainly needs anrita varjanam. Anrita means telling the truth. Ritam, anritam. So, this is anrita varjanam, avoiding the lie. So, satyena labhyaha. Then tapasa, tapas. Tapas also, there are two types of tapas. In Karmakanda, Veda Purva Bhaga, Shankaracharya says, tapas in the form of physical austerities, like upavasas, all those things, they are tapas. Whereas in Jnana Kanda, mental austerities, they are most important to gain jnana. So, in Jnana Kanda, definition of tapas is what? Manasacha indriyanancha aikagriyam. That is pramanam tapah. That is the paramam tapah is that. That is the manas and indriyam. The oneness of them. greatest tapas is enjoying with attention, without distraction. Mind should be there, buddhi also should be there, and ears also should be hearing. So distractionless, for example, 1.5 hour class listening is a great tapas itself. So tapasa hesha atma. Then brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is the next value. Observation of sexual morals. Depends on the ashrama again. Then samyak jnanam. Pursuit of the right knowledge. Shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. We can call it as vicharaha also. So of these four, satyam, tapas, brahmacharyam, they have got contributory role. So very important. But along with them, Vedanta vichara is important. Otherwise, one will be morally very good, but spiritually ignorant. So he will have lot of punyam, but he will not get liberation. Vedanta is very clear. Tameva vidhitvati mrityumeti nanyapanta vidyate yanaya. Svetasvatara Upanishad, there is another Upanishad. That person will be morally a good person, but he will morally be a good samsari only. Therefore, jnanam is the primary sadhana. Others are supportive sadhana only. Also, the Upanishad says, moral values are to be practiced lifelong, before and after jnanam. Because I got jnanam, I should not say I will leave moral values. Therefore, nityam. Shankaracharya says, read the word nityam with each value. So, nityam satyena, nityam tapasa, nityam jnanena, nityam brahmacharyena. So, read it, all of them. So, for such a person, kshina dosha means all mental impurities, they will go away. Raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madhamatsarya, all those internal enemies, powerful internal enemies. We are always busy attacking external enemies. Once you come to spirituality, external enemies need less focus. Focus more on internal enemies. Once we handle internal enemies, there will be no external enemies at all. That projected external enemies, namely Jiva Shritti, that goes away. Ishvara Shritti alone is there. In that, there are no friends, no enemies. Sarvam Ishwaramayam Jagate. My own Ragadvesha divides the world into friends and foes. Therefore, Kshina Doshaha. Those people who have handled the inner enemies. And Yatayaha, those who are committed seekers. Yatate Iti Yatihi. And that is why Yati is a sannyasinaha. You know, it represents committed pursuit of moksha. Therefore, by extension, any committed person is an Yati. A grahastha also can be an Yati if moksha is primary goal for him. And a sannyasi also may not be an Yati if moksha is not primary for him. Remember, sannyasa ashrama, Veda never prescribes for serving society. He has to come to Atma Vichara, that is ashrama. Then only sannyasa ashrama is meaningful. So yatayaha. So these pure, these committed seekers, yam pashyanti, they discover the Atma within yam. Yam means Atmanam pashyanti, Jagat Karanam pashyanti. And where do they discover Atma? Antasharire. That's the third line. Within their own mind as consciousness, which is I am. I am the light of consciousness, continuously illumining everything that happens in the world. And that is said here. Jyotirmayaha, the light of consciousness, the non-variable principle, which is the unobjectifiable subject. And it is Shubraha. Shubraha means Suddha, Shuddha. I am that pure consciousness, yatayaha pashyanti. Following moral values and atma-vichara. Sloka 6. Satyameva jayate nanritam satyena pantavitato devayanaha yena kramantrishayo hyaptakama yatratat satyasya paramam nidhanam. Satyameva jayate, it's very popular. Bharat actually has adopted this as the national motto, national emblem. It is in all the currencies, coins, followed or not, that's a different thing. But rightly chosen as the motto. Satyam. Satyam means Shankaracharya, he translates, by implication, Satyavan, the speaker of truth, or the one who avoids untruth. Satyavan eva jayate. Jayate means succeeds. He alone succeeds. Only a truthful person will be successful. In the material world or spiritual world, actually, no doubt we may experience an untruthful person being successful.
But that success, through untruth, it cannot last long. It will go. Ultimately, truthful alone will succeed. And what about the untruthful? Na anrutham. Anrutavadi, an untruthful person, na jayate. Jayate, we read once again here. Can never become successful in any field. In this shloka, Upanishad wants to mention that even for attaining Krama Mukti, I don't know, when we did the 8th chapter, we did in great detail about Krama Mukti, Jivan Mukti, Krama Mukti, Krama Mukti there. Values are important. Krama Mukti is a moksha attained through Saguna Ishwara Upasana. Nirguna Ishwara Upasana gives you Jivan Mukti. Saguna Ishwara Upasana gives you Krama Mukti. And in this Mukti, a person does not come to Vedanta in this Janma. Because he has got obstacles for Vedanta Jnanam. So he takes to Saguna Ishwara Upasana. This we saw actually in the 8th chapter. So Akshara Brahma Yoga, at the time of death, if one remembers Ishwara, that Upasaka will go through a special marga called Devayana. That is a special marga, route. So it is there in this shloka. Yana means marga. So Deva means here Hiranyagarbha Brahmaji, not the Devas, Indra, Varuna and all. So, traveling through Devayana, he goes to Brahmaloka, where he will get self-knowledge. So, yeah, two-step moksha, we can call it. So, Manushyaloka to Brahmaloka and Brahmaloka to moksha. It's called Krama Mukti. So, for that, the Upasaka should have Tivra Mumukshutva, the desire for becoming a Jnani, and follow all moral values. That is the essence of this shloka. So, satyena panta vitato devayana. Panta means this is upasakasya marga, the karma mukti marga. So, my satyam is the brick used to pave that path. Vitataha means paved. Yena means by following this marga. So, akramanti rishayaha. So, rishayaha means saguna ishwara mumukshu, that upasaka. So, those people, what sadhanas they follow, those people, they follow moral values, they follow satyam, so they are aptakamaha. So, Shankaracharya, he gives a special meaning for aptakamaha. Free from all other worldly desires, vairagyavantaha, viraginaha, they want ishwara ikyam only. So, akramanti, they attain or reach. Akramanam normally means attacking. It's not attacking here. Prapnuvanti, they attain, they reach. So, yatra tat satyasya paramam nidhanam. In that Brahma, that the treasure of moksha or kramamukti is available. Yatra means here Brahmaloka. In that place, Brahmaloka. By gaining what? By gaining self-knowledge. And what is the advantage in Brahmaloka? There the Guru is whom? Brahmaji himself, Chaturmukha Brahma, he has 4 mouths. Not only that, in Brahmaloka, the Upasaka's mind also will be very receptive. No digression. And what is the Tatpariyam? The Upasaka has to follow Satyam. Most important. 7th sloka.
Brihachatat divyamachintya rupam sukshmachatat sukshmataram vibhati duratsudhure tadihantike cham pasvan vihaiva nihitam guhayam pasyanti ihayeva nihitam guhayam.
So next important virtue that is described, required, is the subtle intellect. This also we have seen all this earlier. So finer the object of knowledge, finer must be the instrument. So why the intellect must be very subtle? The 5 layers of upasana are said actually in Chandogya Upanishad and Taittiriya Upanishad also. So, prithivi, jalam, agni, vayu, akasha, all these upasanas. And up to agni, the object is visible. Prithivi is visible, jalam is visible, agni is visible. But when you come to vayu and akasha, they are invisible. They are subtle. So, by practicing those upasanas, mind gets subtler. Chaitanyam is subtler than even akasha. So, to appreciate the 5 features of consciousness, we require an extremely subtle mind. So, the 5 features of consciousness means immediately should come to our memory. Consciousness is not a part, property, product. I don't want to go through all of them now. So, grasping that subtleness, that requires an extremely subtle mind. Space-like consciousness, we should arrive at.
And that eternal, all-pervading consciousness is what? Is nothing but myself. So I should not try to objectify consciousness. I should just subjectify that. Body, mind, thoughts, they are all objects. Even blankness of mind also is an object of experience. Then who am I? I am the one who am aware of all of them. I am that awareness principle. Mayeva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishtitam, mayi sarvam layam yati. So I should understand that and be convinced. In Katha Upanishad, there is a beautiful thing. So drishyate tu agriyayam buddhyam sukshmaya sukshmadarshibihi. All sukshma, very subtle. Now if you look at this sloka, tad means that Brahman, we try to understand, is divyam. Divyam is chaitanya rupam. Is of the nature of consciousness, which pervades and enlivens this body. And that chaitanyam is achintya rupam, is ever unobjectifiable. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Yajnavalkya tells Maitreyi, Vijnakaram, are, kena vijaniya, are, he's addressing his wife, are. With what instrument can a knower be ever known? That is the knower is ever the knower never known. Aprameyaha, swaprakashaka. Brihatcha, brihat. Brihat means everywhere. So, maya kalpita, desa kala kalana, vaichitriya chitrikritam, Dakshinamurti Sotram. So, brihat, it is infinite. Still, how come I am not able to grasp it? It is everywhere. So, sukshmacha, tat sukshmataram. It is subtler than even the subtlest object, but it is there everywhere. I am not seeing it. But the beauty is, even though Brahman by itself is extremely subtle, with different nama rupa, that Brahman itself appears as the entire universe. So vibhati, karanam brahma evam, karya prapancha rupena sarvatra vibhati. That is, the causal Brahman alone, with infinite names and forms, appears as karya prapancha. The difference is what? Karanam Brahma is subtle, Karya Prapancha is gross. So, Sarvam Brahmamayam Jagat. Vibhati. Vibhati means Vividam Bhati. Appears in infinite forms. Durat Sudhure. For the ignorant person, Brahman is farther than the farthest. Because however much he travels, he will never find out Brahman. Why? He, the traveler himself, is that Brahman. So for an ajnani, Brahman is farther than the farthest. Whereas for a jnani, Brahman is the nearest than the nearest. Nearer than the nearest. So there is zero distance. Because jnani claims, I am Brahman. He uses the language of paradox. Shankaracharya, he wrote brilliantly. For the ignorant, it is farther than the farthest. For the wise, nearer than the nearest. Where does the wise recognize Brahman? Pashyastu, pashyatsum, ihaiva nihitam guhayam. Jnani discerns and recognizes Brahman here itself, ihaiva, in this body itself. Pashyatsu, in every living being, guhayam nihitam. Chaitanyam is available in the mind, guha, hrudaya guha, the cave of the heart. Mind is in the heart, and in the mind, it is available as sakshi chaitanyam. The witness consciousness, avastatraya sakshi rupena. To grasp this message, upasana becomes a very, very important sadhana. And among all types of upasanas, two of them are highlighted here, namely, Vishwarupa upasana, to expand the mind. And even that is not enough, because in Vishwarupa dhyanam also, what is there? Forms and colors are there, multiplicity. So we have to go beyond. So, Akasha Dhyanam, that becomes more important. Because I understand God is all-pervading like Akasha. And God is formless like Akasha, all-pervading. So, even that meditation is not enough. Later, we have to say that all-pervading formless God is I. When we say that, people normally will run away. That is why one third of the people, Swamiji says very nicely, one third of the people, they say Vedanta is not logical. And another third, what they say, it is not practical. And another one third, they say Vedanta is logical and practical, but I am not ready for it. Therefore, the net result is what? Nobody wants to come to Vedanta. So, ihaivam nihitam guhayam pashyati. As what? Aham brahma asmi. Mantra 8. Na chakshusha grihyate napi vacham nanye devastapasa karmanava jnana prasadena vishuddha sattvastatastum tam pashyate nishkanam dhyayamanaha.
Among jnana sadhanani, disciplines required for jnanam, refinement of mind and personality, they are both very important. So, since Brahman is very subtle and not even an object of knowledge, that is, we have to grasp Brahman without objectifying Brahman as the subject, I am. Even then, at the time of claiming of Brahman, the word I should be neither body nor mind nor the thoughts, but the very formless consciousness that enlivens the body. And not only I should claim the consciousness component, I have to exclude the inert body-mind component also. Because if I don't, I will think I am the consciousness located in my home. Because sense of location comes not because of consciousness, but because of what? Because of body-mind complex. I should exclude body-mind complex. But if I totally exclude them, I can't even claim. So I use the body, so it's, you know, so strange. So I use the body-mind complex to claim Aham Brahmasmi and exclude location, attributes and all of them. To do all these successfully, as I told earlier, this Bhagatyaya Lakshana, Bhagatyaga Lakshana, I have explained this earlier, that must be implemented. Therefore, only lot of preparation, karma yoga, upasana yoga, ashtanga yoga, they are all prescribed as sadhanas. Use them, but know their limits. They can't give self-knowledge. Use them to prepare the body-mind and come to the teaching. Tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigachet. All are mentioned. Na chakshusha krihyate. Supply the word atma or brahma. So chakshusha na grihyate. Can atma cannot be perceived by the eyes, chakshus. Not an object of perception. Nanye devaihi. Here deva means sense organs, indriyani, other than the eyes. Eyes are already mentioned. It is not like Indra, Varuna and all those devatas. So na grihyate. It cannot be grasped by sense organs also. They can grasp only objects which have shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. All those attributes should be there. Brahman is ashabdam, asparsham, arupam, arasam, agandham. What interest it can be. Therefore, indriya agocharam. Then, napi vacha. Words also cannot, because all words we have are based on worldly experience. So, they describe only anatma. World is anatma. Therefore, napi vacha. So, shabdadihim api. All the shabdas also cannot. So, you don't use words to reveal Brahman. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha. But use words only to negate all objects of knowledge. When everything else is negated, what will be left behind is called Brahman. So, neti, 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 iti vadaha. So, negate everything. What is remaining is Brahman. Then, can sadhanas like tapas, karma, etc. also will not help? Because through upasana, we are again objectifying various devatas. They are also not Brahman. Keno Upanishad, Nedam Yeditam Upasate. We already saw objectified deities cannot be Brahman. Tapasa, tapasa means upasana. It purifies and makes the mind non-extrovert, but it cannot give self-knowledge again. Similarly, na karmana, not karma yoga, also gives self-knowledge. In technology, in technical language, karma yoga helps to gain viveka, vairagyam and mumukshutvam. Samadhi shatka sampattihi. It can be attained through upasana yoga and ashtanga yoga. So sadhana chatushtaya sampatti is possible through karma yoga, upasana yoga and ashtanga yoga. Use them. Prepare the mind and come to jnana yoga. Following all these, one enjoys a relaxed, very receptive, non-extrovert mind, which is the benefit. And that is what is said here, jnana prasadena. One gets grace of one's own mind. We talk about normally grace from the Lord. In fact, what we need is grace of our own mind.
When our mental grace is not there, mind will continuously generate what? Disturbing thoughts, worry, anxiety, stress, fear, hatred, all those things. All rajasic and tamasic thoughts. When mind quietens, rajasic and tamasic thoughts, they come down. That is called chitta prasada. Jnanam here means mind antakarnam. Prasada means reduction of rajoguna and tamoguna. So tamoguna makes mind drowsy. Rajoguna makes mind wander. So a non-drowsy, non-wandering mind is called sattvic mind. Therefore, vishuddha sattva. Sattva means antakaranam. Here vishuddha sattva means sattvic antakaranam. Actually, in the 14th chapter, Krishna tells sadhanas to convert mind from tamasic to rajasic to sattvic. What are indications of a tamasic mind, rajasic mind? And from a tamasic mind, no direct change to sattvic. You have to go through rajasic mind, through karma yoga. So rajasic to sattvic mind through upasana yoga. So from sattvic mind, we have to become gunatitaha by shravanam mananam nididhyasanam. This is the journey. Tataha, after making mind sattvic, tam pasyate, one discerns Brahman as consciousness. Pasyate literally means perceives. But here discerns Brahman as what? As the ever available in and through all experiences. Tataha pasyate. And what type of Brahman? Nishkalam, undivided Brahman, all-pervading Brahman. How does he discern? Dhyana manaha, by meditation. Not meditating on Brahman, by paying attention to the teaching. I understand Brahman is not an object available in a particular experience. We all look for Brahma anubhava, in which we will grasp Brahman. That thinking should go away. Then what did the teaching says? Brahman is not available in a particular experience, but it is the Chaitanyam available in every experience. Similarly, Pradibhota Viditam Matam besides. So this teaching, Dhyana Manaha. Not only I should discern the non-available, non-variable consciousness, but the most important part is that non-variable consciousness is the real meaning of the word I. Iti Dhyana Manaha. Here Dhanam represents what? Shravanam. Mananam, Nididhyasanam. All these three are included. Shloka 9.
Yeshonuratma chetasa veditavyaham yasmin prana panchadasam vivesham prana ischittam sarvamotam prajanam yasmin vishuddhe vibhavatyesha atma. Yeshonuratma, yesha atma anuhu.
Literally anuhu means atom or minute particle. So if you say atma is anuhu, then it will mean atma is very, very small particle. Shankara uses Mimamsa analysis here. One should take the figurative meaning. Just as an atom is too subtle and is therefore not easily perceptible, similarly, atma also is not easily available for jnanam. In Sanskrit, we say anu as sukshma. So it does not mean small. So it is extremely subtle to know. Why it is extremely subtle? Because it is an object of knowledge at all. How to know this atma then? Chetasa veditavyaha. We have to know Atma with the help of the mind only. Again, another Mimamsa question. Upanishad says Atma has to be known by the mind as the instrument. Whereas Kena Upanishad says what? Manasana manute. Atma cannot be known by the mind. So we say both of them are true. Shankaracharya, he resolves the issue. He says a simple method is it cannot be known by the mind, by the unprepared mind. Mind means unprepared mind. And second, mind cannot help as an instrument of knowledge. Only Shastram can, but mind is required as the locus of awareness, that knowledge, where the conscious, that knowledge takes place. So every knowledge, including Aham Brahma Asmi, has to take place in the mind alone. Where should you know that Brahman? Upanishad says, even though it is all-pervading as consciousness, it is available only in the body. Therefore, recognize Brahman in yourself. Yo veda nihitam guhayam. Even though electricity may be passing through all cables, for recognition, we need an appropriate point. Therefore, Upanishad says, yasmin. Yasmin means chetana sharire, in the live body, not in the dead body. How do we know shariram is chetanam? Pranaha panchadha samviveshaha. In a live body with prana, not only that, prana is very much present in the fivefold system. The physiological system, prana in the respiratory system, apana excretory system, vyana circulatory system, samana digestive system, udana the immunity and reversal system. Reversal system is active at the time of death. In that active body, recognize Brahman.
as Chaitanya Tattvam, pervading the entire body. Sarvam Chittam Prajanam Votam. Sarvam Chittam, entire mind. The mind pervades the entire body and the entire mind is Votam, pervaded. Whose body? Prajanam, of all the people. And not only the mind is pervaded, Pranaihi Saha, Prana Indriyani. Prana means Prana Indriyani, Pancha Pranas also we can take as pervaded by Chaitanyam. All the scientists, they study the body and come with all kinds of anatomical items. Vedanta says the most important thing which no instrument can see but which makes the body alive is the Chaitanyam. Votam Prajana. What is the difference between Chaitanyam and body? Body is variable, Chaitanyam is not. Thus, we are a mixture of variable body and non-variable Chaitanyam. And what is our aim? Turn our attention from the non-variable, from the variable body to the non-variable Chaitanyam. But what is the problem? Variables have attraction, they have variety, they have movement. So we get distracted. As Dayan Swamiji says, it is called a movie because movati, it's a movie. Movie is mithya, it's really non-existent. But we are caught by that. But we lose the existence screen. Therefore, the distracting mind should quieten down. And that is said here, yasmin vishuddhe, when the mind is no more distracted by emotions, yesha atma vibhavati. This already evident atma becomes more evident for an undistracted person. Yasmin means chitte, vishuddhe, when mind is not distracted. Vishuddhe yesha atma vibhavati, this atma becomes very evident. I will take 5 more minutes to finish the next shloka so that this section can be completed. Shloka 10. Yam yam lokam manasasam vibhati vishuddha sattvak kamayate yamscha kaman tam tam lokam jayate tamscha kaman tasmad atmajnam hyarchayet bhuti kamaha. Concluding shloka. In this final mantra of this section, the Upanishad glorifies jnanam by glorifying the jnani. The jnani jivaha is as good as Ishwaraha himself. Even though he continues to be an individual jiva only in vyavahara, because of several reasons, he has discovered, I am Brahman, aham brahmasmi. He has removed all impurities. His mind is pure. His mind is sattvic, so close to God. He has invoked God in himself all the time. Therefore, jnani is like a temple. So in our tradition, what we do? We worship a jnani, giving him as much reverence as Ishwara himself. That is why for Shankaracharya and other acharyas, they build temples. And the Upanishad says, puja to a jnani gives the same punyam as puja to Ishwara also. That is why in Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter, Krishna says, acharya upasanam, amanitva, madambitva, mahimsa, shantihi, arjavam, acharya upasanam. Because Ishwara, he is Ishwara, jnani is equivalent to Ishwara. It is Ishwara upasana. Then the Upanishad goes one more step ahead. Because of purity, whatever sankalpa a jnani makes, that will become true. Because one of the description of Ishwara is what? Satya kamaha, satya sankalpaha. In Chantogya Upanishad, 8th chapter, it is a prajapati vidya. There is a particular section. That Ishwara's 8 glories are given here. Ashtaguna visishta Ishwaraha. And one glory is satya sankalpaha. That glory is for jnani also. So, whatever the jnani wishes, that comes true. But he has no sankalpa for himself. Since he knows, aham purnam brahma asmi, he has no sankalpa for himself. So even a sincere spiritual seeker will not have any other desire because he wants only moksha. That is why in Kathopanishad, Nachiketas did not take any worldly things offered by Yamadharmaraja. His only sankalpa is what? Sarve bhavantu sukinaha, sarve santu niramayaha. That is jnani sankalpam. So one can worship a jnani asking to fulfill one's worldly desires. That's why we go to Acharya and ask him, I want this and that. So the Upanishad says, Bhuti Kamaha, 4th line. A person of worldly desires, Atmajnam Archayet, can worship Atmajnam means jnani, a jnani, and pray for fulfillment of his worldly desires. And if a jnani does the sankalpa, this bhakta will get fulfillment. That is said in the first 3 lines. So Vishuddha Sattva means jnani of sattvic mind, yam yam lokam manasa samvibhati. Whatever lokam, buvar loka, suvar loka, etc. he wishes for the devotee. Of course,
after devotee's death only, because you can go to a person can go to these lokas after death only. And Yamscha Kama, not like Trishanku Loka, where Vishwamitra could send somebody. So Yamscha Kaman Kamayate. Whatever sense objects desires, jnani wishes for that devotee, kamaha. Kamaha refers to devotee's worldly desires. Lokam. Loka means paraloka phalam. So iha loka paraloka phalani, whatever a bhakta has, tam tam lokam jayate. Bhakta will get all of them. Tamscha kaman tasmat. Those worldly desires bhakta gets. Therefore, only jnani is called bhukti mukti pradhata. One who fulfills the worldly and spiritual desires of his disciples. Thus, jnani is Ishwaraha, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha. With this, the glory of jnani and jnanam is complete. With this, the first section of the third chapter is also complete. So, we'll see the second section in the next class. Mostly, I'll try to conclude in the next class. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti linasya parasa maheshwarah. Shri Krishna arpanam. Narayana.